Last night I had a romance with a tight-tongued mopsy, who then confessed that she so loved me. Last night I had a romance with a tight-tongued mopsy, who then confessed that she so loved me. She said, "Dude, I am all alone at home tonight. You can sleep because my grandmother gone out of sight." I felt so glad that I lie down on the bed, but with a tight-tongued language, the mopsy said, "You're teaching not dying that up. Me than mother to minty I bought you at is 25 to tave that up. Me than mother to minty I bought you at." Well, friends, you can imagine how I felt so badly to know I had to leave her company. I spoke of every English word that reached my memory just to apprehend her sympathy. I said, "Dear, you know I would not dissemble. My love to you is inexpressible. And still with all I can try to break her heart with the same tight-tongued language, the mopsy start, 'You're teaching her dying that up. Me than mother tell me chive at you at is 25 to chive that up. Me than mother tell me chive at you at." Well, then I made a promise to re-engage the mopsy at the earliest opportunity. So she came around my shoulders and started to hug me as though she had some strange hilarity. Well, in the midst of romance, I coolly stole a kiss, and then I request a little stupidness. She said, "No, gave a Turkish tummy near," and with the same tight-tongued language, she then declared, "You're teaching not dying death up. Me than mother tummy in chivat you at. It's 25 to chai that up. Me than mother tummy in chivat you at." Well, friends, when I saw she was so hard to persuade, I then considered I had to invade. So I held on to the craft with a determination, regardless to all her objection. In a clinch, I noticed she started to bite and squeeze. I couldn't cope because I had a weakness in my knees. Then I heard her rapping, the grandmother call. Well, with a louder volume, the mopsy ball, "You're teaching not dying that up. D-O-A-D-H is T-I-B-A-T you at. Don't pass you the fiondo that up. D-O-A-D-H is T-I-B-A-T you at.